Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
77563.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Michael Stokes.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
446 Pompano, Hitchcock, Texas, 77563.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting on this to load here. One moment. And so I do see here, looks like this was back on March 31st. You paid the shipping. It was for $7.95. It was for your free gift, the Wi-Fi booster. And
yes, ma'am.
Then you were, so that was just strictly just the shipping for your free gift. And then you were charged the membership fee of $56.95, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Right. I never signed up for that. I really have no idea what you're talking about. And I was contacted by Discover that this is a fraud account, and I declined that. I never signed up for anything besides that, you know, free gift and mailing. And I don't know why you all signed me up for something. I never agreed to anything.
In the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the $56.95 charge and that it would be for the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. But I have gotten this canceled for you. And has the charge been disputed?
Yes, ma'am. And that's exactly, before we go back to the fraud division at Discover, they wanted to see if you all would reimburse those charges. This agreement thing is a scam.
Well, if it's already been disputed, we would not be able to get it refunded. You would have to give us a call.
No, now listen to me. It hasn't been disputed yet. He said, reach out to you all, and if you all resolve it, it's all fine. But you all have to resolve it before it goes back to Discover. So I just that's what this phone call is about. I need to cancel this, and I want a refund on what you all have taken from me.
I understand, but we would need for you to give us a call with your bank on the line to verify that there is no dispute, because with you asking that it was a dispute, you did say yes, so we would need for you to give us a call to make sure that there is not a dispute.
Okay, now listen to me. There is no dispute. The dispute is between you and I right now and your company. That's where this is at. I was notified by Discover that there's a possibility of a fraud on this. And I said, okay. So I called them back and they said, here's the purchase. And I'm going, I have no idea what it is. So that's the only conversation I've had with them. As far as me telling you that there is a problem, that's the problem. So we don't need to talk to anybody else. We need to go ahead and cancel this and reimburse the money. And then that's the end of it.
Okay. And so again, it has been canceled. But when I first asked if the charge was disputed, you said yes. So you still would have to give us the call with your bank on the line to verify that there is no dispute in order for us to get it refunded. But
right.
It definitely has been canceled.
Okay. This is a matter of you saying, I said that there is a dispute. There is a dispute because I did not sign up for this. That is what the dispute is between you and I in this conversation. There is no legalities going on now at this point. But it's, like I said, that's where I want to end it. I want to get reimbursed for the money that you took from me, period. Just say you're going to send it back, you're going to reimburse it.
Well, without that call, we wouldn't be able to do that.
That is not
going
to happen. That's not... So basically you're telling me I need to go back to Discover Card and file a complaint against you all. You're wanting me to go back to Discover and do this rather than just resolve this right now? That does not make any business
it's
sense.
It's because
at all.
I asked if the charge was disputed, and you said
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I have a dispute with the charge. Yes, there is a dispute, or I wouldn't even be talking to you. So what you're saying is double talk.
So the
yes,
question that I asked was if the charge was disputed with your bank, and
no,
you said
the bank has nothing to do with this. I'm not even dealing with a bank. So there is no dispute with a bank to answer your question. I haven't even talked to a bank about
okay.
this.
Okay. Well, you spoke with Discover regarding it, but I was asking if
yeah.
you disputed the charge
I think
with
you're
your
giving
bank
me a bunch,
or
I think
financial
you, I think
company.
You're giving me a bunch of double talk as part of this
No,
scam.
Sir, because we could have gotten this refunded for you before you stated that you disputed. But
then
I'm going to leave
then,
a note
then,
here
then.
Stating what we spoke about today. But without that call, we would not be able to get it refunded.
I think this is part of a scam, as the whole agreement was in the small print, whatever you're saying I did. And you make money off of this. I think that's what this is. I didn't sign up for anything, and you all know it. But a lot of people just like, and then you keep whatever money before somebody discovers it. It's a scam. And you know it, and I know it, too. Cancel this thing out as you've done. Reimburse my money. It's just that simple.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. We would need your financial institution on the line to negotiate.
My financial institution is not going to call you. You know good and well that it's not going to call you. And just because I said that there's a dispute – why would I call you if there wasn't a dispute? To give you wish you happy Mother's Day? Huh? It doesn't make sense. Those are words. Oh, because I said this, I got to do this. No, that's a scam. That's because I just like, huh? It does not make sense.
Well, unfortunately, sir, without that call, we wouldn't be able to get it refunded. But I have placed a note here just stating what we spoke about today. So in the event you do give us the call back to verify the dispute will be dropped or that there is no dispute, you will be able to negotiate a refund with you. And was there anything else that I could maybe assist with?
I hope you enjoy your job.
Okay, well, if there isn't anything else that I could do for you, I do thank you for calling customer support and have a wonderful rest of your day.